Deng Ayoka Deng, first deputy chairperson of the People's Liberal Party, or PLP, says the decision was taken to ensure that Mayen never again conducts any official business on behalf of the People's Liberal Party, especially on issues related to the implementation of the peace agreement.
What we are doing now is to remove Peter Mayen Majungit as signatory on behalf of the umbrella of political parties, which is represented by 10 political parties, inclusive of PLP. So these are the legal processes that we are following, ensuring that we are, that our request for these amendments are considered by the IGAD and the RJM. And they will be considered because we have done our internal decisions within the PLP, within the umbrella, and within the OPP.
Last week, PLP officials and representatives of other constituent parties in the other political parties or OPP umbrella said at a joint news conference in Juba that Mayen was stripped of his membership in the party and sacked as the party's leader. Deng says the party's leadership has tolerated what it calls misconduct and abuse of office by Mayen and called him a liability to the party. He says Mayen's misconduct is affecting the participation of PLP and the other political parties in implementing the peace deal.
Making decisions alone in his house, and then submitting these decisions that he made alone without consulting the leadership of the party and the OPP leadership, submitting these documents to the NPTC or to the office of the president, okay, creating controversial situation like he did in May by appointing MPs that people did not agree with, number one. Number two, we are also seeing that he, in his own social life, he is doing things that are against the values and principles of the party. This includes domestically being violent within his family.
Last week, a relative accused Mayen of beating his wife, Aluele Garang, saying she was seen with bruises on several parts of her body. OPP lawmakers missed the official swearing-in of MPs in Juba last week. OPP members accused Mayen of not cooperating with the other OPP constituent parties to nominate the required 30 lawmakers for appointment by President Kiir. They have also accused Mayen of making unilateral decisions on behalf of the PLP and OPP without consulting party members. OPP member Albino Akol Attack says the decision to fire Mayen was taken in the interest of implementing the peace deal.
We, the five signatories of the other political parties, hereby endorses the decision of umbrella of political parties to disown Peter Mayen as their chair, representative and signatory, and therefore together with the leaders of umbrella and PLP, we inform the public, parties and stakeholders to the RRCS, IGAD, RGMEC, and grant us.
OPP members say Mayen has failed to promote the spirit of broad consultation within the umbrella and is therefore derailing full implementation of the peace agreement. Attacker says Mayen has sidelined party members and has made unilateral decisions regarding the implementation of the peace deal.
All along, he has been claiming to be a leader of OPP without being approved by this. And from there, he continued to take unilateral decisions, including the recent appointment made in the TNLA. And this is why, when these people went to the president understood, and he revoked those wrong lists. This is a clear indication that Peter Mayen was actually working alone.
Mayen signed the 2018 peace deal as one of the representatives on behalf of other political parties, which includes the People's Liberal Party. He serves as the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, a position he holds as part of the power-sharing ratio allocated to the OPP. Efforts to reach Mayen for comment were unsuccessful as his non-phone lines were all switched off. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.